Tensions between Israeli and Palestinian militants in Gaza appear to have eased a bit today. Both sides are supporting a ceasefire despite some more rocket fire from Gaza into Israel earlier today. The violence began late last week with a militant attack that left 8 Israelis dead. That was followed by Israeli airstrikes in Gaza, which reportedly killed 15 Palestinians. Then came the deadly rocket fire from Gaza in response. The World's Matthew Bell visited Be'er Sheva, one of the places in Israel that was targeted.
Be'er Sheva is a city of about 200,000 people. In Israel, it's known as the capital of the Negev Desert region. Around dinner time last night, a city street lined with restaurants and cafes was unusually quiet. The manager of a burger place told me business was down by about 50%. But he didn't want to talk about it on tape. He said he didn't want to give Palestinian militants in Gaza the satisfaction of knowing the rocket attacks were having an impact on life here. Israeli officials are giving lots of credit to the newly deployed so-called Iron Dome anti-rocket defense batteries. One of them is outside Be'er Sheva, standing next to a school gym that was hit by a rocket yesterday. City spokesman Yishai Avital explains what happened.
This missile that hit the school here was among 4 others that came together with him. In other words, there were 4 rockets that were shooting at the same time. 2 or 3 were intercepted by Iron Dome, and this one hit. So relatively, the rate of success is okay. It's not high, but it's okay. It's around 40-50% at least.
This isn't the first time the city has been targeted by rockets from Gaza. Avital recalls the last time in early 2009. He says this time it was more intense, even with the added protection of Iron Dome.
In the last 3 days, Be'er Sheva got around 30 different rockets. 30 rockets were hit in Be'er Sheva in 3 days. So the intensity of the fight this time is much, much higher compared to 2.5 years ago.
Avital says no one was hurt at the gym, but only because the mayor decided to cancel school orientation at the last minute. Down the road, however, one person was killed when another rocket hit right next to a suburban home, causing massive damage. Next door, Eli Damri was starting to clean up the mess at his parents' house. No one was home when shrapnel tore through walls, furniture, and appliances, but the family's German Shepherd was killed. In my opinion, he says, Israel is always reacting to these attacks. We need to take the initiative, he says, and put an end to this. Some Israeli politicians echoed that call for more forceful military action, but Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu appears to have decided against launching a large-scale military operation in Gaza. Both the Israelis and Palestinian militant groups are sending signals that they will adhere to a ceasefire. So in Be'er Sheva, things are quiet for now. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.